You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Ashley Fletcher to score and West Ham to win is 6-4. Dennis Alabek to score and Astra to win in the 90 minutes again was 11-1, enhanced to 16-1. Mikel Antonio got the last ever goal at the Bowling Ground in the Premier League at the end of last season, and he's got the first ever goal in the Premier League at the Olympic Stadium, because he scored the winner against Bournemouth on Sunday afternoon. And he might be needed again here, because West Ham have been hit hard by injury. Andy Carroll's out for up to 6 weeks. Aaron Cresswell out for 3 months with that knee problem. We still haven't seen Sofiane Fegouli in action. Dimitri Payet didn't play against Bournemouth at the weekend. Manuel Lanzini nearing his comeback, but we're still waiting for him, and he looked fantastic at the end of last season. It's a game they should be winning, West Ham against Astra, who haven't started their domestic season particularly well. 5 games into that campaign and they've only picked up 4 points, and they were hammered at the weekend as well. But West Ham are just suffering from a personnel perspective at the moment.
They are, and I think that they're probably suffering because of that. But also, I talked about maybe having second season syndrome. People talk about Bournemouth like that. But I think when you have a season as good as they had last year, and without Payet for these opening matches, I think you're going to suffer a little bit of a crisis of confidence, really. And then they're not going to settle in well. I mean, into the new stadium, Dave. I think that's pretty clear from Sunday's game, which was not a good performance. I think they were probably fortunate in the end to get the 3 points. But I think that pitch is big. I think the atmosphere just isn't there, and that is going to take time. And I think reading about it, there's only sort of Derby County, when they moved into what was then Pride Park from the baseball ground, I think they're one of the only teams that have actually had a better season in their new surroundings. Southampton, Arsenal, and other teams, Reading, I think, have struggled when they move into new stadiums. And I think it's going to be a big factor. I mean, people were talking about the pitch being big, and it is a lot bigger.
Four metres wider, I think they said.
That is a big, big difference for, for any football team, particularly when they've been used to their surroundings. I know psychologically, just when you look at the pitch on the TV, because the stadium's so big, it looks bigger. But I think that's just going to take time for the players to get used to in the match. It was an effort. It's an effort for both sets of players. And I don't know, I think the club at the moment's got a bit of a weary look about it. I think they are feeling sorry for themselves. I think Slaven Bilic, he kind of carries himself. He's always a bit, he always looks a bit, sort of he's at the end of a wedding or something. Sort of like, 1 a.m. in the morning, and he's just sung New York, New York. He always looks a bit like, but someone said to me, he's had a bad back, and I think that was causing him pain, because he just looked, he looked so tired, in his pre-match interview on Sunday.
He does.
He looked dishevelled. He just looked like it taken out of him. And maybe that was the travelling or not, but I just think they're feeling a bit sorry for themselves, West Ham. I think Ayew getting injured, almost straight away. Carroll, they've put a lot of hope on him because he was scoring goals in pre-season, which is why I put him in my fantasy team, and I've regretted that straight away. So they should win this game. And I think what's interesting with this one is, of course, Astra getting thumped at the weekend at CFR Cluj. I mean, that is a real hammering on Sunday, ahead of what is a game, of course, that they have to score in, because it's 1-1 from the first leg. And if anything summed up the injury problems, it's probably the fact that the enhanced odds are Ashley Fletcher scoring on West Ham to win. I mean, he was rumoured last week to be heading back out on loan to a Championship side. There are a few clubs I know were interested in him, but all of a sudden he's moved right up through the pecking order. I don't think, the last I heard was that Dimitri Payet won't be risked even in this game. They might have to have him on the bench, but I think they'll be preparing him for the weekend. So I don't know. I mean, I think Astra are a big, big price here to win the game. I really do. I know that they're not coming into it in any kind of nick, and West Ham should win, and they've still got players to go and do it. 7-1. I just think West Ham are sure. I think it's going to be an edgy victory. I think they do get over the line. Maybe I'm trying to look for something that's not there. But if they do, I think it'll be like Sunday, Dave. I think you may be looking at a 1-0, certainly West Ham winning unders here.
Yeah, I like under 2.5 goals here. It's odds against under 2.5 goals at 11-10. I think you're right about Slaven Bilic as well. I mean, he looks like a completely different man to the man we saw at the end of last season. Less energised and less responsive to a certain extent. And it is going to be tough moving from the Bowling Ground to the Olympic Stadium. My dad had a ticket for the match of the weekend, but couldn't go in the end. And he was saying that he'd spoken to a couple of people in the crowd in the stadium, and he said they said it was like watching Subutio out there. Yeah. there's that much distance between the pitch and the actual fans and the crowd, and those seats do move forward slightly, but you've still got that running track around the stadium, around the pitch, and it's going to be a different atmosphere to the one that enlivened the bowling ground at the back end of last season.
I think there was one moment where West Ham had a chance, and you could kind of hear the place sort of day. I think it's going to take time, is it? But some fans didn't even have seats at the weekend. There was just a concrete slab when they arrived at where they were meant to be sat, and the seats hadn't even been put in. So it's just going to take time. I mean, all the build that was about this new ground at the weekend, and they've got to settle into it. But that's up to the players to go out there and perform. I mean, you know, the fans are coming. It's a new experience for them. And they've got to try and make it hostile. I do think it might well suit Astra, the fact that this isn't, you know, the bowling ground. I think it would have been there. You know, I would have thought differently about it. And from a betting point of view, you are taking it. I mean, you shouldn't really. I mean, all right, it's a bigger pitch, but it's still a football pitch, isn't it? You're still looking at West Ham's players and thinking, you know, they should get this job done. They should beat Bournemouth at the weekend. But when you're analysing it and you're thinking about where you want to put your money on, that stadium is coming into play. There's no question. Mm. So it is going to take a little bit of time. But I think just those nerves are still there. And the more it's kind of talked about, the more edgy it's going to be for West Ham. So that's what I can see on Thursday night. I can see them getting through, winning the game, but it being far from convincing again. They've got to not feel sorry for themselves with the players they got missing. You know, the other players have got to step up and do the business.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.